welcome to The Grub, episode 2 of, I suppose, season 2. This is the July episode. We are, for those of you who, you know, might have missed out, we are doing monthly episodes now, with the weekly episodes continuing on Patreon, patreon.com/thegrub. Is it backslash?
I don't know. No one knows. I mean, what's the front and back? What's the right way to slash?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's one big question.
Yeah, because if the slash, the top of the slash is facing right and the bottom of the slash is facing left, is that back or is that forward?
Yeah. Who's to say it's back and who's to say it's forward?
Yeah.
You know, put two of them together and you've got an X.
Yeah.
And an X marks a spot.
Thank you.
Ask Freddy Krueger the best way to slash.
Yeah.
Ask him.
That's a really good reference and a really good joke right off the top. We got Freddy Krueger jokes.
Freddy Krueger jokes,
you are in the right fucking place, cunts. That is just the first of many Freddy Krueger jokes that we got later tonight.
God, that was scary, that movie.
It was.
Yeah.
For me, as a young'un.
Yeah. In theory, you know, I'll admit this to you right here and right now. Never seen it.
Really?
Never seen any Freddy Krueger movie.
Is quite good.
Yeah. I'm sure it doesn't hold up now.
I reckon it'd still hold up. Maybe except for the tongue and the phone.
Yeah.
He is just so he's awful, that Freddy Krueger. It's not a spoiler. He's awful.
I'll say it. I'm not afraid to say it. Freddy Krueger, not a good bloke.
We will never have Freddy Krueger on this podcast.
But there's a backstory about Freddy, and there was a fire, and there's a mum. I think there's a bad mum.
Yeah. Because I've seen the Simpsons episode where Willy the janitor plays a Freddy Krueger-esque, a Treehouse of Horror type thing, and I feel like I saw that and I went, ah, that must be Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
I feel like I've got it now.
Yeah.
You know what a spooky movie is? It's that Rob Zombie Halloween remake that he did.
Oh, I never saw the Halloween. I thought you were going to say House of 1,000 Corpses.
No. Is that the guy with the dude with the mask and shit?
Yeah, Halloween is one of them, isn't it? Mike Myers.
Mike Myers. That's
not
it.
Not the actor Mike Myers, but the character of Michael Myers.
I was going to say, what's he doing in it?
It's not Mike Myers as in, do I make you horn? It's Mike Myers as in the killer.
What is Mike Myers up to?
Yeah, I think he's one of those guys that's like, I did a few things and then they were good and now I'm just having a rest.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
It's a well-earned rest. And
if you want to know more, you should check out Mike Check with Cam James and Alexi Toliopoulos.
Yes.
Oh.
They review Mike Myers movies.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I got the Grinch.
Because they're fucking nerds. We both got the Grinch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's cool.
But their podcast is good, but ours is better. And get on the Patreon because it's wild on there.
Yeah.
It's a wild time. There's some hardcore grubbies on there enjoying all the extra content.
There's so much extra content. This is, you know, and the sketches that you hear today, these are, you know, hand-picked sketches of what we've been working on over the last month.
That doesn't make them the best.
But that doesn't necessarily make them the best. We're not saying it's the best. We're saying it's something.
Like my boyfriend hand-picked me, but it doesn't mean I'm the best. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. These sketches will do because I'm afraid of being alone.
Was Freddy Krueger's, we'll go to a sketch and we'll come back and discuss whether Freddy Krueger's fingers were knives or whether it was a glove.
Okay.
Okay.
You can never have enough footy. Whether it's AFL, VFL, WAFL or Women's League Football AFL. Or what about AFLX? Well,
now there's another player on the field.
Introducing WBF. That's right, it's weakest boys on the field only. And they're here to give it their all, which isn't very much. We've got Steve Grant with arms so tiny you can barely see them from the stands. We've got Peter Simpson, who can barely run. We've got Everett Montgomery, who's got a lung problem. They've all got problems and so do we. But you don't have a problem when watching weak boy footy. W-B-F. We only get the weakest of boys and we put them on the field and we force them to play a full game of football. Whatever happens, it's not gonna be pretty.
Weak boy footy.
We've got games of WBF happening every single week. Our teams are training hard in the preseason right now with LAN gaming, building PCs, listening to podcasts. If that doesn't sound like footy to you, that's because it's not. We give these little cunts the smallest chance, the littlest induction. Whatever it is, it's barely football. It's weak boy football. Watch them try and run. Watch them try and handball that fucking ball. Or try and kick it. Fat charts at Weak Boy Football.
Weak Boy Football starting June. Sign up if you're a weak boy now.
I've got scabs all over my balls. I've got scabs inside my ass.
Welcome back to The Grub, everybody. We got Zave here as our guest again. And what we've got here is a little bit of a segment that was submitted by one of the patrons.
Are they patrons or Patreons? I've been calling them Patreons, but yeah, that's so wrong, is it?
I don't know what's right.
I thought Patreon is the website and then patron is what they are.
Because there are patrons like in the olden days.
Yeah, when, like the Medicis.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, if you pay a lot of money, we give you the option. We say, you know, submit us an idea for a script or for a sketch, you know, or a character or something like that. And someone named Daniel, I won't say Daniel's last name, Daniel.
Daniel's arriving tonight on a plane. I can see the red tail lights at the Spain end. Righto.
Daniel has submitted an idea. He wanted us to do a sketch, a very specific sketch involving zombies with a twist, but I'm not going to tell you. We're just going to read. And so what I've done, Daniel, you know, Daniel's had the idea. He hasn't written a full script or anything like that, but I think that I've fleshed out the idea. And what I've done is I've smashed out a script.
Have you done it justice?
I think so. I really think I have, you know, and I think I've been writing a lot of scripts lately, and I think I've really, you know, I'm on a roll and I've written something that's really good.
Humble brag.
It's good. Well, I think I'm doing quite well and I think this is a good script. And I think it's, you know, a great idea from Daniel. It's a great script. So why don't we just get into it? This is called Zombie Brains. It's by Daniel from Patreon, written by Greg Larson. So let's get into it. Everyone, you've got your lines there. You've got your scripts up. All right, let's get into it.
Professor Achilles, you're the best Greek doctor in this lab. A zombie has escaped from the lab.
Thank you for telling me, Professor Tim, one of the sexiest doctors in this lab. That is such an ass fuck. What a shitty thing to happen.
I'm Professor Sydney, the proven smartest doctor in this lab. What is going on in here?
Professor Cindy, your work on the particle beams is second to none. But no time for that now! The zombie has escaped from the area of the lab and I'm in charge of it, and it's going to make people think that us Greek doctors are not any good.
Damn it! I cannot stand any form of prejudice. I am sick of it!
You're damn right. It's crazy how sexy you are, but you still have the ability to see prejudice and call it out when you see it.
I am so goddamn sexy.
No time for that now! A zombie has escaped from the area of the lab that I'm in charge of, and it's going to make people think that us Greek doctors are not any good.
Oh, fuck this. I'm smarter than all three of you put together, and I still can't figure out how to stop this zombie.
Brain. Oh, no. The zombie.
Oh, Oh, he wants to eat our brains. I'll sacrifice myself because I'm the smartest and have the biggest brains. But the zombie will get so full of brains, he will not be able to eat any more brains. How about that?
You are the smartest doctor in this lab.
I have a small brain, but ripped abs.
On top of everything that is going on in the world, it's just so awful that now we're going to have to deal with a zombie apocalypse. Oh, mamma mia.
Anyway, I'm ready for this zombie to eat my brains. This actually sucks, though. I hope it doesn't hurt a lot. Fuck, I actually don't love this.
No brains!
Oh, malaka. He doesn't seem to want your brain, but he is saying brains.
Suck brains.
This makes no sense, and I'm the smartest laboratory assistant in this fucked earth.
Wait a minute. Suck brains. Hang on, my dudes. Hang on. Oh, my God. Brain is also slang for ball bag. What if he wants us to suck?
Sorry.
What if he wants to suck our ball bags?
Oh, malaka. Could that be true? My name is Achilles, and I'm one of the top scientists in this lab.
I'm gonna let him suck my balls and see.
Mother of God, Professor Tim, he might fully eat your balls off.
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
Bar mitzvah, he's sucking on your balls.
I can't believe it. That zombie didn't want to eat brains. He wanted to suck brains.
This feels warm and good. Guys, this is one zombie apocalypse I could get used to. Hooray!
Also, Greg Larson started the outbreak. And then the zombies went around the world and suck off the balls of everyone. The end.
Okay. Can I ask
yeah.
a few questions?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
The first is, what did Daniel send you as the idea?
His message was, let me just get to it here. A zombie apocalypse where instead of trying to eat brains, they're trying to suck brain, in brackets, balls, in case that's lost in translation.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot this last thing. He also said, okay. Greg, it's found out that you're the one that started the outbreak. Hang on. I'll add this line in afterwards. Also, Greg Larson started the outbreak.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's no surprise.
Oh, yeah. What?
And I'll edit that back in.
Mm.
Yeah.
Can I ask a further question, a second question to that?
Yeah.
A question on top of a question.
Mm.
Is sucking brain slang for sucking balls?
This guy's from England,
okay.
So maybe. I'm not familiar with the expression.
Yeah, it goes that old...
The Brits always say shit like that.
You want to go suck some brain?
She good bird, that one. She was sucking your brain last night.
Fuck.
Always say shit like that.
Yeah.
I could ask Lloyd.
But he's Welsh.
He's Welsh. Different completely.
Hey, Lloyd.
They have some.
Get Lloyd
Can you come in here for a minute?
Lloyd! Wait, he can't hear me.
Lloyd, your dog.
Fucking Lloyd.
Get your Welsh ass in here. All right, he's coming.
Lloyd's coming in.
Lloyd's coming in. If I say this to you, what do you think it means? I want to suck your brains.
It means you're a zombie.
Say it.
Him. Lloyd can't hear us, so it's weird, but ask him if... Just say suck brain. Not I want to suck it.
Okay,
just
sorry.
Suck brain.
If I say this to you, what does it mean? Suck brain.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Yeah, right.
It doesn't mean.
No, I think it's not a British thing at all. And
brain salad surgery is oral sex.
What was that? Hang on. Say it again. Into there.
Brain salad surgery is oral sex.
Brain salad surgery is oral. What is that real? Explain why.
Explain yourself, Lloyd.
I think it's from a Dr. John song, and I think it's also a album by Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Right.
British people are weird.
He's been excused.
Well, we've got to the bottom of that.
Never come back here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that I mean, there's some connection there between brains and balls, I guess.
Mm, yeah.
Anyway, good on, Daniel.
Well,
thanks for the contribution.
Thank you, Daniel. I hope I did your script justice.
Can you imagine a world where you're really, really small? Can you imagine what it would feel like to be teeny tiny? Just a little teeny version of yourself in a big, big world. Dogs are as big as elephants. You're so small that you could get squashed. You could be squished and squashed at any given moment. Household objects are huge. You look at a packet of Maggi noodles. The packet's open. You're so small that if you get trapped in there, you might never get out. You climb across the dried noodles, exploring the crags and cracks between the noodles as they fold around. You take big bites out of the dried noodle. One little bite is enough to fill up your small little body. You open the flavor sachet. Pebbles, giant rocks of flavor tumble out, and you eat them like an apple. You look up, what's that? It's an ant. It's so much bigger than you, that tiny little ant. But it's a giant compared to you. You're that teeny. You're so teeny, an ant is huge. You touch its shiny, hard mandibles. You're that little. The ant picks you up. It holds you in its pincers. And you stare into the eyes of the ant. You look at the ant. And the ant looks at you. And it says, there's a fellow small person. And it chomps you up. The ant chomps you up. Chomps you up into little bits. Now you're even smaller because you're in so many small little bits. And the ant starts gobbling. The ant gobbles you up. Now you're in the belly of the ant. Imagine how small you'd have to be inside the belly of an ant. Oh, I don't want to be ant poop. Now the ant's pooping you out. These tiny, teeny, tiny little pebbles. And that's you. That's the new, small you. The teeniest, littlest, tiniest, little speck. Enjoy it.
I think it was a glove.
I think it was too. I agree.
I think it
okay,
was.
Okay, that's that. That's yeah. that. Put to bed.
I think that's. Is there any? Yeah, I feel like we could just Google it, but I'm just going to take your word for it. You know whose fingers weren't gloves?
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah. Well, technically, no one's fingers are gloves, but.
Fingers. That's actually a.
Whose fingers are gloves?
Yeah.
What kind of dirty. Little pervert has fingers
I got
and gloves.
Fingers for gloves.
What's his name? The guy, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire guy.
Who's that?
Who's that? Eddie Maguire.
Eddie Maguire. You said Eddie, and then I thought of Eddie Maguire. Maybe his fingers are gloves.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Would fingers that are gloves be other fingers, other finger skin slotted onto your own fingers?
Or yeah, or there's a smaller hand inside your own hand. That's another creature that inhabits your body.
But, well, then that's just you, isn't it? It's just
yeah, your skeleton, your flesh is a glove for your skeleton.
Yeah. So in that respect, I guess that's correct.
Time to take those gloves off, mate.
Oh,
let me get you out of those pants.
You just sound. You make a great character. I reckon you should be in the movie Animal Kingdom.
Ooh. Yeah. The TV show's really good, the American one too.
Is it actually?
It's so good.
I feel like we might have talked about this actually because I felt like, yeah. But
you think it's not going to be, but it's good. And it's all got to do again with the performance of the mum in it. Like the movie, okay. It's mummy, all about that mum. Yeah.
The mummy.
I'd give my left arm to play a bad mum. That's my dream. Like I'm hoping to perhaps see out my 50s and 60s in a bad mum role.
Mm.
That's the dream.
Well, I'd like to do, I would love to do a good villain or a real slimy boy.
Yeah.
Me too. I'd
They're
love
the
to
most
play a villain.
Fun characters.
Let's make a horror movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's make a grub horror movie. Let's crowdfund it.
Yep.
And make a grub horror movie. Let's do it. All right.
That's on the cards.
Speaking of horror movies, here's a sketch that,
that
isn't.
Might be horrific.
A light gravy. Gravy. A light gray box. That's my favourite brand of gravy. Gravy. On veggies. On potatoes. Gravy sandwich. A light gravy.
Hi Channel 7, my name's Greg Larson, I am a comedian, a writer, a performer, and I am one third of your new sketch show, The Grub.
Try to raise them right.
Oh, bloody hell, I'm Russell Crowe.
Hi Channel 7, I'm Ben Russell, crazy character goofball who's one third of your new Aussie sketch show, The Grub.
The Grub.
Hi, Channel 7. I'm Edo, and I'm the girl.
I try to raise them right.
And together, we are The Grub. We are a hot new sketch show. We've been a sketch podcast for 2 years now, and we'd love you to listen to our brand new season.
The Grub.
The Grub.
The Grub.
The Grub.
Disgusting, I say. I'm going to call the police on you.
Why?
You can't toot here.
Let's commence tooting.
Oh, well done, the tuba. Hooray to the tooting twins and their tooting tubas.
It's fun. It's got good times and characters you recognise and things that you make you sit at home and go, oh, hell yeah, that happened to me.
Oh, happy days.
I think we've done it, Mrs. Doubtfires. We've become triple Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes. Yes.
You beauty.
And watch out, it could get a little bit wacky, but always fun for the whole family.
And I want to have armor, and I want to use magic, and I want to stop He-Man from doing whatever he's doing.
Wait a minute, He-Man?
I want to be Skeletor, Mum.
I try to raise him right.
So, Channel 7, it's up to you to pick up the phone and make us your new comedy sketch show.
The Grub.
The Grub.
The Grub.
Only on 7. The Grub.
The Grub. The Grub.
The Grub. Hello, great. Sorry to keep you waiting. Welcome to the prenatal class.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stop you there. The nature of, I mean, the fact that you've gone, said natal and then said pre, somehow implying that my natal state at the moment isn't what it should be and that I am somehow pre capacity for birth holding.
Yeah, but he's actually technically correct, Roxy, in his, like, it is prenatal. Like, technically, okay. I think from a word,
You can either eat my pussy at nighttime and remain silent or leave this relationship.
Okay, I totally get. My lady's in distress, sir. Please address her concerns.
Of course. If you'd like to just come on in, I've got some nice pillows. Just choose a spot that you like.
Yeah, okay. So so you're saying to me, come on in. So you're establishing, before we even get in the room, that you're the one that calls the shots in this scenario. Is that what I'm led to believe? Did you hear that, Ronald? Are you backing me up on that?
No, I actually did hear that. So we're actually in charge here. This is our pregnancy, so, you know, it's...
I merely want to encourage this. It is yours, of course.
Yes, it's mine. It's my choice. Still abort.
Yeah. Yes. Mm.
It's our pregnancy.
And if I want to, I will. And I'll do it, and I won't. And I'll just do it on the floor.
I think technically it's illegal at this point. I just want to flag that.
Yeah, well, you don't get to establish the law. Either you eat my pussy every night and stay silent, 100%. Or you can leave this relationship.
Yeah, no, I'm actually so willing to do that. I'm just saying that, like, it's like 8 months, I think, is pretty too late. You know,
okay.
You know
so
what I mean?
You don't,
like,
get to call the shots about that. Okay, it's entirely my decision and my own body.
Just for the benefit of the class today, let's just go ahead with it. I think that's probably the best. So if you'd like to come in here,
so you're telling me what to do with my body? Can I clarify? Can you put that in an email? Can you write that down?
Of course,
and sign it? Okay, fine. We've got you. Okay, thanks. Yep. I'd love that in an email. Yep. Thank you. Yes. Okay, you heard that, Ronald.
Okay. Thank you for choosing the class. And
oh, my God. What are you... Like, we've talked about calories and stuff, Ronald. Like, I don't...
Yeah, I've actually got low blood sugar, so I just have to have a couple of Doritos.
As a woman...
It's spicy Doritos.
We're not going to be doing any exercise per se. It's just, first we're going to just sort of go through step by step, you know, what to expect.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm actually triggered by a partner being overweight. That's triggering for me.
Okay. Can I just want to flag too, I was actually told that there would be like refreshment, like drink. I specifically said, are there soft drinks available? Because I would have brought soft drinks.
Yeah, so how are you addressing that?
We've got some,
we had needs and that they're not being met.
We've got some lovely decaffeinated sort of iced soda teas.
Tea's problematic. Okay, problematic.
It's just like I feel like, you know, if someone says soft drink, they, you know, you're going to get some Posito or something like that, you know, some Fanta at least, or some Sprite or something.
Okay,
like,
and this is my time and you're eating into it, so go ahead with the first instruction.
Great. Well, why don't we just do a couple of breathing exercises and talk about what it means to line up your pelvis your baby.
Pelvis. Immediately problematic.
I don't understand how that's problematic, though.
Well, like, it comes from the Latin. Yeah. The Latin is the language of the patriarchy.
I actually speak Latin. Okay, so that's actually, now I actually need to speak up because I know Latin, okay? Apart from, you know, that it's technically incorrect, it's actually not from Latin. So it's actually, it's more of a Greek descendant, or Germanic even, but Latin you would find is more of the
Eat my pussy or stay silent.
So be doing a birth in hospital.
I mean, even so the question that you have just asked me, basically the posing of the hospital is now. There is no way that I can't be shamed in my own decision going forward.
Absolutely not. I mean, I was just going to ask you if you want to have a
what you've done there is prioritize the way society wants me to birth. And what I'm saying to you is I refuse to birth that way. Birth that way.
No, so that we can prepare for what's to come ahead.
What I really want to do right now is read something that I prepared. Right.
Okay.
I don't need I don't need your approval to do that. I need silence.
Are you gonna do a poem?
I've got a poem, yeah. Okay, I've got a poem, yeah.
Do we really have to have another poem? I just, I feel like I've heard a lot of poems today.
Do not shut down my poetry, okay? Either eat my pussy or shut up.
Okay.
And so I just want to read this. It's just something I need to get out of my system before we go any further with perinatal care or whatever you want to call it in your...
Prenatal.
In your patriarchal system of shaming women and their bodies.
Right.
This is a poem about where I'm at right now. This thing inside me is a pest, an introduced species, a foul parasite come to strip me of vaginal juices and precious cunt nutrients, the size of a worm sucking at my womb, burying in and not respecting boundaries. How dare it gnaw away at the fruits of my pussy that I have grown for years, dank and beautiful, just because it deems itself fit to enter a woman's body without permission? Bad baby, bad, bad baby, evil baby of my loin. I will call this baby by whatever name I see fit. Duck-sized fuck bug, slug fungus, cunt sucker, spit chip from the dick, furry turd in a jacket of womb sponge muck. Or is the patriarchy going to rob me of that right as well?
Right.
Okay. I'm just going to say, you are talking about my future son there, okay? So,
yeah.
No, I'm actually going to set
son,
up. I'm
oh
actually
going to
set
God.
Up. Actually,
oh
yeah,
my.
Son, and he will be a gentleman and he will take after his father and he will be masculine, okay? So that's actually my son and he's actually going to, I'm going to teach him Dungeons and Dragons.
Shut this down,
I'm going to teach him.
Shut this
no,
down.
I'm not going to eat your pussy anymore.
Shut
I'm not going to eat your pussy anymore. I'm sick of this. I won't stand for it. I am strong. I'm masculine and I won't be feminized.
Oh my goodness. Miss Dust. Miss Dust. Your water.
My water's broken. Okay. That's not. I don't accept that that is part of the birthing process,
the
water
miracle,
breaking.
The miracle of life. I shall doff my jacket and bring this baby, my son, forth into the world.
Okay, labor can be a long process.
I want my pussy eaten at this point. So.
It doesn't just slip out,
okay,
you know
well,
that. This is going to be a longer process. This could be, we need to get you to some place that, where have you set up your birthing nest?
No, it's none of your business. I refuse to tell anyone what's happening to me. I will birth this in the toilet on my own. Thank you for having me. Do not follow me. Do not speak to me. This is my baby and I am out the door.
Question, sir, do you have any Lyft or Solo? I would very much like a lemon drink.
I think all we have is Fanta.
Acceptable.
I'm in a hotspot.
A hotspot? And the
I'm in a hot pot.
The hot
I'm
pot.
In a hot pot in a hot spot.
Hot spot.
Okay, where's the hot pot? Do you want to get out of the hot pot?
I rang the Corona hotline
the hot
and
pot?
Said, I'm in a hot pot in a hot spot.
I'd love a hot pot right now.
Yeah.
How good would a hot pot be?
In a hot spot?
Yeah.
In a hot spot. Not
you
as
don't
good.
Want a hot pot in a hot spot.
No,
probably.
You want a cool spot for a hot pot.
if you're not in Victoria, you probably don't know about the hot spots because the rest of the country has stopped testing. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
And it's
that's what I believe.
And so a hotspot is where there's
it's a conspiracy.
There's corona cases and I'm in West Brunswick as a hotspot and I've been waiting all day for the testers to come looking out the window like a sad girl and they never came.
Yeah.
Because the testers are coming door to door now.
Yeah. We got a message saying they're coming door to door. And I don't think officially I'm in a hotspot, but we are surrounded by spots that are quite hot.
Are you bordering a hot spot?
We're
you're
bordering,
on a hot spot.
We're bordering like four hot spots. There's
you
hot
know
spots.
Where you are?
Yeah.
A warm spot.
I'm a warm spot. I'm
a
warm
hot spot?
No.
No, you're the hottest spot of all, aren't you? You're around like
Melbourne. City of Melbourne.
City
that's
of
a
Melbourne.
Hot spot.
That's such a hot spot.
I'm technically kind of just outside.
Yeah.
But still, I guess
warm
so.
Spot.
Warm spot.
Mm.
Warm spot, hot spot, wet spot. Where's the wet spot? That's what I want to know. The wet spot. What, is the wet spot the next level of the hot spot?
Yeah. What goes after is what comes after a hot spot?
Yeah. Like
then a wet spot because then sweat.
Mm.
Something zone.
When you sweat, when you get hot, you sweat, and that makes it wet.
Well, I'll tell you what else is going to probably be a bit wet, no doubt. This.
At Wet Wigs, we specialise in wigs for people who want that wet look. Wet Wigs stocks a range of standard wigs that can be wetted up to suit your needs.
Before I went bald, I always slicked my hair back with gel, creating that wet look that ladies go crazy for. Now, thanks to Wet Wigs, I can relive my glory years in a range of colours and styles.
When you come into Wet Wigs, we measure you up and then pop you into plastic and then under a hose to get that real-to-life wet experience.
I've always been a sweaty guy and I missed that wet-at-the-ends look when I went. Now with Wet Wigs technology Wet 2000, I not only have a wig of human hair, but real human sweat ends. My wife doesn't know the difference.
Call up now and ask for Wendy at Wet Wigs to get your free measure and quote.
I prefer to have wet hair at work, but don't want the bother of showering in the morning. So when I arrive at work, I just put on my brown wet wig and spend the day nice and drippy and wet.
We're wet and ready to take your call at Wet Wigs, 164 Marinda Highway.
Okay, welcome back to the Lloyd Langford press conference. We've got limited time today, so just a few questions. I'll start with you.
Yes. Lloyd, hey, this is Gerald Biggs from The Australian. Wanted to know what the difference is between rabbits and hares.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one. I think it's to do with the length of the animal. Hares are generally, I think, longer and I think around the midsection probably girthier. They're just larger. They're larger rabbits, hares.
Mr. Langford, over here.
Gisborne Fisbury from the Alexander Gazette. How many TVs do you own?
How many televisions? One.
Okay.
Mr. Langford, hello. Yes, this is Craig Anderson from the Daily Herald. How many dogs are there?
Whoa. I don't know how many.
Just a general estimation, Mr. Langford. Just how many dogs would there be just out there around at any given moment? In your own words.
I reckon there's about 2 billion dogs, but the number fluctuates.
Okay, all right.
Sylvia Green from the Peter Times. Why is faster than light travel impossible?
I mean, that was a real 1-2 punch with the dogs and now the faster than light. I don't think it is impossible, but maybe it is impossible for human beings.
Mr. Langford, Lloyd, this is Scott Stevens from the Australian magazine of boys. Can you answer why is that man over there so fat?
Oh, it could be for a number of reasons. It could be a poor diet. It could be genetic. It could be glandular. It could actually be two men, and just from your perspective, just looks like a very fat man when it's just two average-sized men. So your best option, I think, is to go to the man and ask the man.
Yes, Alan Chance from the Southern Paper. What is your fondest memory?
My fondest memory of what, or just in general?
Yeah, just in general, the fondest one memory at the top of the pile.
I think it was a mango I ate in Brunswick Heads.
Mr. Langford, please, if I could just ask one question. What happens after we die?
For a comedian, you have to haggle about getting paid. But for a person, I believe that's the end. It's the finish to your existence.
If I could just get in there, hi, it's Eyes from TV Weekly. Do you ever get freaked out?
Do I ever get freaked out?
Yeah, you ever get freaked out? Someone ever freak you out? You ever been freaked out?
I've been freaked out before, yes. Usually if you wake up in the middle of the night and there's a shadow cast in the room.
Yeah. Just a quick sub-question. What do you reckon? What do you reckon about it?
I think being freaked out is just a part of human existence, and I'm not saying we should learn to enjoy it, but we should accept it.
Excuse me, this is Frank Warwick from Channel 7's World Around Us. When will there be a COVID vaccine?
When will there be a COVID vaccine? I think several different scientists are competing at the moment to come up with one. I reckon within, basically, when the virus is eradicated, then the vaccine will become available.
Ellen DeGeneres from the International. Would you like to see the inside of a furnace when it's not on?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
Hey, this is Kevin from the Big Magazine. You like bubble butts?
Bubble butts?
Bubble butts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, he likes it.
Sick.
Yes.
Oh, dude.
Okay, yes. That's actually all we've got time for today.
We got one more question, Lloyd. Oh, please.
Oh, come
okay,
on,
one more
Lloyd.
Question. One more question.
We didn't actually have one more question.
No,
we're just,
I didn't have any
we're
questions.
We're just saying that to like
we're just
make
saying
it sound
that,
like there's commotion.
I've got one more question. Rabble.
One more question.
Mr. Lloyd is very busy.
Okay, Lloyd, please.
He's got other things to do.
No, we just have one more question.
Give us a crack.
Thanks for coming by. We'll see you next time.
I wanted to ask him one more question.
I'm afraid to die.
So there's been an increase in wipers in my area, which is a hotspot.
Mm.
You mean the people that are wiping all the surfaces, like the cleaning?
Yep, wipers.
Disinfecting.
They've been employed by the government to wipe.
Yeah.
And I think I think it's great. I'd like to be a wiper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I spoke to one in the park. They were wiping. I was like, what is... How'd you get this job?
Did you have your little butt out? Were you trying to get a wipe?
Eddie's trying to get a wipe.
I was poking my little butt out and I was like, how'd you get this job?
you have to wipe everything in the park.
You got to wipe. That's your job. You got to wipe everything.
The worst
what
part
a lucky
about that.
Boy. You got how'd you get this job? This job's great.
The worst part about that is you in your house doing a poo and then just walking around with your pants around your ankles in a hot spot trying to find a wiper.
But it got me to thinking because I saw some they're in couples, the wipers.
Mm, yeah.
They put them in twos.
Pairs. Had a pair of wipers.
And I was wondering today whether there is going to be any wiping-based romances because I saw a couple today that I was like, oh, they seem to be getting along well.
Yeah.
And I wonder whether there's going to be any sort of like wiping romances, wiping couples, wiping weddings. Mm.
Susan, this wiping may not last forever, but my love for you will.
Mm.
Oh, Bradley, let's wipe together forever.
Could be.
That's what it might sound like if two people who were wiping fell in love.
Yeah. One is English and...
Yeah, and the other is not, or potentially English.
It could be, I don't know. Yeah.
Sometimes if the accent is sort of well-pronounced.
He could have immigrated.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, and you never know what someone's passport says as well. I've seen people with an English passport, but you wouldn't even pick them to be English.
And some people have dual.
Yeah.
Dual passports.
I saw someone with a Dutch passport.
Really? I felt like I was trying to raise something that was kind of nice and about romance you really made it boring.
All right, well, we'll go to something. And when we come back, we're going to talk about workplace romances.
Are you lonely out there? Are you waiting for someone to tell you what to do? Do you desperately want someone to ride you like a big old mare? Do you want someone to nitpick your every move? We've got hot Karens waiting for your call now at Call a Karen. We're waiting to tell you to get out of here or to ask to see your manager. And we're not gonna stop until we get what we want.
Sorry, are you supposed to be parking there? Is that your car park? Are you supposed to be parking there?
You better change my son's grade or I'm going to call my uncle, who's a QC.
We've got the most entitled white women and men standing by to be Karens to you right now.
Sorry, mate, I just got to jump in. Do you have permission to be here? I don't think you've got permission to be here.
Sorry, this doesn't taste like chicken satay. I know, I've made chicken satay at home. I don't care if you're from Malaysia. This isn't chicken satay.
Can you please move this ambulance? Okay? It is parked here. I'm trying to leave. You need to move this ambulance now.
Okay, you need to understand that if this isn't almond milk and I have a reaction or my child has a reaction, I will sue you. I've done it before and I'll do it again. I don't hold back.
If you've made a mistake, we'll sniff it out and we'll set it right.
You know, I've got a friend working at the newspaper. I've got a friend at New Idea Magazine. Man, you're finished.
We're standing by to ask to see your manager right now.
Can I see your manager, please?
Yeah, I'm going to have to see the manager. Can you please get the manager?
No, I'm done talking to you. I want the manager. No, I want the manager now. The manager now.
I'm escalating this. Where's your manager? Where is he?
Right, Chief. Get the manager, mate. Get the manager right now.
Call a Karen. Call us now.
I know you can do that because I used to have your job, mate. I used to have it.
So... I don't know about you guys, and we won't talk about the comedy industry because it's problematic. But have you had any office? Let's put a little bit of parameter around it. Have you had any office based or work based romances? And I'm talking about real jobs.
Once, when I worked at Kmart, I was developing photos. That was my job. I was in a photo lab.
Yeah,
and that was my first ever job. And I saw a photo and it had one of the photos that came out in the photo reel was a 50-year-old man, or roughly 50, with what looked to be his roughly 50-year-old wife, and he was sitting in a chair and she had her shirt off and her breasts were draped around either side of his head.
What?
So there was one breast on each head. And she was laughing, and they were quite huge, and he was laughing, and she was laughing, and they were going, hey, and laughing at the camera. And I felt horny.
Okay.
So does that count as an office romance? Or
we're going to just take a break. when we come back, we'll...
I feel like I've spent time... My brain has spent time without oxygen.
What? I don't understand.
We're talking about office
romances here.
I feel like getting a couple of the wipers in and just getting the laptop done. If I can grab them out of the street. Get in here. Jesus. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
Saving all the cake, breaking, soaking at the bay.
And Zeddy Rama Dick, but don't let Dickman down a tree. And never done the same, I'm a devil on the scene. A rain on me, gonna stand on the day. A killing on the deck, no, deck with the soul in day. A seal on the deck, and a sail on the sea. A damn on back, and no, deck on back the sea. A deck on back, the sheriff on the dog, and a seal on back the two.
Welcome back to the Grub. We have a guest in. We'd like to welcome Sam Craven, who doesn't believe in puppets. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Yep. I don't believe in puppets.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And so what do you think they are?
I don't know. It's hard to say exactly, but I don't believe in them. I don't trust them. I don't trust anything about puppets.
So, Sam, would it shock you to know that I used to be a professional puppeteer in the day?
You weren't.
I did. But
you can't. No, you weren't, because there's no such thing as puppets. How could there be a puppet?
Well, how could there not be? It's just a thing. It's just a thing that people make. I don't understand why.
Explain to me how.
Sure. So puppets can be made from different materials. You can, anything can be a puppet, really. You just have to manipulate it. So it looks alive.
Well, anything could be real if you just say it's anything. You know, you could just say, oh, a unicorn's real, because I'm saying that this is a unicorn, my keys.
Nice. When did you first realize the puppets were fake?
When I was a kid, I remember thinking, oh, there's a puppet. And then as I got older, I just thought, nah, wait a minute. And I remember seeing this guy at the supermarket, and he was there with a puppet, like a puppet show. It wasn't the supermarket per se. It was a little stage outside. It's a strip of shops, and they have a little stage, and sometimes you'd see a school band. Mm-hmm. On this particular day, not a school band, it was a guy with a puppet on his knee, and I thought, nah, what's
so,
that?
So hang on. So you think you don't think they're fake. You think they don't exist in the world.
They don't exist.
So what was on his knee?
I don't believe in him.
Well, what was on his knee?
Just a thing. You can put anything on your knee. I could put a glass of water on my knee. Is that a puppet? Is that a puppet
now?
No, explain to me the physics.
Well,
explain the physics.
If it spoke, if you put a glass of water on your knee and then went, hello, I'm a glass of water.
You'd be fucking crazy. You'd be a fucking crazy person. And you're telling me I'm crazy and the thing I'm saying doesn't make sense.
So
you're the one who's talking about putting a glass of water on your knee and making it say
you
hello.
That up. Yeah.
So what do you think is going on, say, in movies when you see, you know, things that are puppets?
What do you mean?
Jurassic
Park.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park, they use computers.
No.
And they used different, you know, I don't know if the genetics of it and everything like that, but, you know, there's other ways you can create dinosaurs.
What about the very successful show that I think is almost still on air called The Muppets?
Or Sesame Street.
I don't believe. You show me someone that's actually has seen The Muppets or Sesame Street. That's the thing.
I have.
That's no,
yeah,
you
we
haven't.
Both have.
That's the thing you don't think about. It's just, I don't. You're why are you just make up anything you like and you just say it all. I just think you believe anything you want to hear. You're living this dream world where you just walk around saying, "I've seen The Muppets." Tell me a plot line from The Muppets. Tell me one now.
They do a Christmas carol.
You can't tell me one.
They take up Manhattan.
Kermit's in love with Miss Piggy, but she's not in love with him. She's in love with Fuzzy Bear.
You've made that up. None of this is real.
Is she in love with Fuzzy Bear?
I don't know. All right,
thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's been great.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Okay, thanks very much.
Wait.
Okay?
I'm just trying to think of something.
Okay. You don't have to.
You don't have to plug anything unless you've got something you're trying to sell. Or
maybe a puppet show.
Wait.
A website.
The Simpsons.
You're going to plug The Simpsons.
All right. thanks so much for coming in. We've got to start looking around for better guests.
That's right. But stay tuned after this.
This week on Aussie Dogging.
It's a nice real quiet spot here, just so you can see the ocean. It's getting dark. We're just going to camp out here and wait for the sun to set, and then we're going to dog away. It's going to be great.
Celebrating different people fucking in different parts of this great land.
One of the tips that I like to do when I'm dogging is keep your shoes on and your pants around your ankles. That way, if the cops come, you're up quick sticks and ready to go.
Today I'm in Ballarat with the girls. We're doing the art gallery, we're having an afternoon tea, and then I'm going to show you the top five dogging spots around this wonderful rural town.
It's always a great idea to shave your pubes beforehand. That gets away any unwanted visitors that may attend the good times, as well as looks nice and presentable. I also like to bleach my asshole to go the extra step.
I'm in Wollongong, where it's masks on, pants down, and dicks up.
This week, I'm going to show you what to do when you run into someone from the dogging community in public. It's easy. Just look the other way and pretend you don't know them, even though you had their large cock in your ass the night before.
It's an insight into the underbelly of dogging and having a great time.
If you have a certain kink, it helps to write it in lipstick on your back and chest. For example, I have cream pie written all over my body, just so people know what I'm up for.
I thought it was fingering some chick. Turns out it was some guy's asshole.
I'm up here with the local Townsville dogging community, and I'm about to get some brain salad surgery. Let's go.
All this and more on Aussie Dogging, coming up right after Sonia Kruger in Married at Third Reich.
Well, I had an office-based romance once, and it's a bad idea because, first of all, it was all in secret. So we were doing it, you know, at lunchtime and all sorts of things, running around.
Well, can I just ask, when you say office, you don't mean exclusively in the office romance, though?
Like, we did it.
Because you don't need to do anything in the lunchtime. Like, you can just go, oh, I'll see you after work, surely.
Yeah, I think it started at a party. And then
did you do things in the office?
I don't know.
Like
didn't,
smooch?
I didn't do anything in the office, I swear to God.
All right.
Or maybe. Anyway, the point is, for some reason that I'll never understand, I went back to his house and I looked in his wardrobe and he used to always wear this jacket to work, right? And I looked in his wardrobe and there was at least 5 other versions of the jacket in there, and he did wear it every day. I'm like, he's got this jacket and 5 different versions of the same jacket. No wonder he's always in the same jacket, which is fine. But for some reason, I came into work the next day and group emailed the whole office saying, hey, I saw inside this guy's cupboard, and you know that jacket he wears? He's got like 5 of them. And I don't know why I did it. And then
you're the real hero in this story.
And then he was really angry, obviously.
Yeah.
And I was sitting at my desk and only I could see him. He was over at the photocopier photocopying stuff, and he was giving, like, only I could see, and he was giving me an aggressive finger, like an up yours, like shaking it at me. Like that, like I we're on a Zoom. It was going like this, like at me, and that was the end of the romance.
Then
we had to work together for like months.
Did you think it was like funny?
Yeah, I think trying to get laughs. Everything.
Did you include him in the group email?
Yeah. Yep, whole office. You know how you can do like at the office? You know,
yeah,
at.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that, just everyone. But it also gave away that I've been in his bed. Like, I was wrong on so many levels that I've been in his bed. Like, questions were asked about why I'd been in his cupboard, you know.
Wow. Did you, how old were you at this time?
22, probably.
Yeah. So, Ben, what's your office romance
story? Started seeing a girl and then we were at the office and she eventually left and we carried on the relationship until it ended.
Mm. Oh, that's the worst story you've ever, like.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's hard to, like.
If, it's just boring. It's hard to comprehend anything.
Far out.
Yeah.
What do you want? Well,
something. Was there a stapler?
Suddenly
have a stapler?
Old Greggy's story about the photo lab sounds all right.
We are not getting Patreons from that.
Yeah. That's did you steal anything from an office or something? Any good office stories of any kind?
Maybe I did probably stole some stationery.
Mm.
Just some pens and I definitely stole some pads of paper.
I once stole $36,000. Anyway, that's all we've got time for here on the
Freddy Krueger lived on. Anyone?
Oh, Elm Street.
Elm Street.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Was it Elm Street or was that where the kids lived?
Nightmare on Elm Street. I thought Freddy lived in the street with them.
I don't know. I haven't.
No, they went to the school that Freddy died in.
Oh, in the fire.
Yeah.
Well, it's you know, we could talk for hours. And online, on Patreon, we do. We've got a chat room. We've got all sorts of things. Get involved. Get online. Get online.
We've
and
got
you
it
can.
All.
Greg's got a sketch about cream that he's going to put up on there.
Mm, yeah. More stories. one time I went to the movies to see, I believe, I think it was Wall-E. And I went and I had looked at a different time and I didn't see it.
So we got so much stuff on the Patreon. If you get on there, you'll get weekly content, stream of consciousness content. You'll get all kinds of stuff. Mm. All those sketches you heard, plus way, way more. It's all on the Patreon, patreon.com/thegrub.
Went to the shops.
Yeah.
To get something, they just didn't have it.
Stop recording.
Yeah, let's stop this now.
But so I had to go down to the